Welcome to the Real Life English Podcast, where we help dedicated English learners just like you cultivate the courage, the confidence, and the skills that you need to understand real life native English, to communicate clearly with people from all around the world, and to make your life an epic global adventure. Now, are you ready to go beyond the classroom and start living your English? Can I get an aw yeah?
We often get asked questions about how to reach the next level in language learning. At the beginning, progress feels so fast, but then perhaps you've plateaued, you've been stuck at the same level for a while, and you just don't know how to break through and get to the next one.
Right, well, in this podcast, we're going to investigate why your English may not be improving as fast as you would like it to, and we'll give you practical advice on what you can do to get to the next level, no matter where you are on your journey right now.
And of course, don't forget to follow us on Instagram at reallife.english because we have an exclusive lesson for you there.
Yeah, boys and girls, citizens of the world, this is Ethan from Real Life English, where we believe that listening to podcasts is a fun, natural, convenient, and
exciting
way to learn English. So download this podcast and listen to it while you're stuck in traffic, riding in a gondola down the Venetian canals, or even
changing your strategy for learning.
Oh yeah. I'm joined here in the virtual Barcelona studio, as always, by the lovely Andrea. How's it going, Andrea?
It's going well. Well, thanks for asking. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm really hoping that someone is actually listening to this, like going down the canals in Venice.
I know. What made you think of that?
I thought of that because I was just in Amsterdam, another place with a lot of canals.
Yeah, really beautiful. And yeah, I just want to picture the same thing. Someone listening to this podcast while enjoying the views, traveling on a gondola.
With someone singing in Italian, right?
Yes.
So we mentioned at the beginning of this podcast that maybe people have plateaued or they're on a plateau. So what does that mean exactly?
Yeah, so if you've plateaued, it means that you've had this period of rapid progress and then you suddenly have no change or development. So you had this really great period where you were making progress or developing in some way, and now there's little or no change.
Right. And I believe this comes from like a plateau is like a really flat mountain, right? And so it's kind of a figurative metaphor for when you look at a graph, maybe, and the graph is like going up really steeply, but then it flattens out. And really, when we're learning a language, it can be a lot like that. At the beginning, there's so much to learn, everything is new and stuff, but then maybe you get to this intermediate, upper intermediate level, and you just feel like all of a sudden you've slowed down a lot. You're not progressing as fast. It's harder for you to discover new important vocabulary or to take your pronunciation to the next level. And this is such a common problem that we've heard from so many learners out there. So we wanted to help you out with some tips. But first off, we have a shout out to a very special listener out there.
So today's shout out comes from someone called Simple Guy, and he says, "Oh yeah, I often feel like full of joy of spring when I join the Real Life live lessons. Regards from Kurdistan region of Iraq to you all. And I admit that I've improved my confidence, fluency, conversations and knowledge since I joined this superb channel. We owe you one, guys. Using the Real Life app is really amazing and it's free. Respect and regards for all of you."
Yeah. So thanks so much. Whatever your real name is, Simple Guy, we really appreciate you taking the time. This actually came from one of our videos over on our Real Life English YouTube channel. So that's a great place. If you want us to shout you out, you can leave a comment just like this viewer did and podcast listener. But you could also download our free app, just like this person did, on the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store. And this is really great because you can learn with this podcast with full transcripts. You get all of the vocabulary. So it's going to help you really take your learning to the next level. And maybe if you're plateaued, that can be a way to increase your learning with the podcast so that you can get off of that plateau. But without any further ado, we're going to share a burning question from another member of our audience before getting into today's main topic.
So we've had quite a lot of burning questions on Instagram that are related to this topic. But the question that we've chosen comes from Maxi Tavora, which is an Instagram handle. And they are asking, do you have tips to learn English faster?
Ooh, it's a good question, right? I think everyone wants to take less time doing anything, right? If you're learning anything, you want to do it the quickest way possible. So I think one really great way is maximizing the amount of time that you're spending each day in contact with the language. So one thing we talk about on this podcast all the time is obviously if you're listening to this podcast, that's one really great way to take advantage of riding in the car or maybe going on a gondola down the Venetian canals or whatever the case is that you're doing during your day. Also, if you're watching TV series in your native language, you could start watching them in English. Or if you're watching them with subtitles in your native language, you could start watching them with English subtitles or really challenging yourself and watching without subtitles at all. I think another tip is to, if you're having some sort of question, you're needing to figure something out, like try to look up a blog article or video in English to explain it to you, because that's a really great way to learn relevant vocabulary instead of looking that up in your native language. And usually for most of these things, there's a lot more information available in English than in other languages, right?
Yeah, those are all really good tips. Like for me, I would say, don't worry so much about trying to learn it fast. Try and be consistent. That's the most important thing. And really immerse yourself in the language. Like with all those things that you just described, make sure you're consuming English as much as possible, because it's going to make a really big difference.
Yeah. And our recent guest on the Beyond Borders talk show, Leo Gomez from Learn Your English, I really like what he said for this, which I think also is relevant to getting off of the plateau, is to try to get 1% better each day. So if you're just making a little bit of progress every single day, like you said, consistency, then you're going to see over the long term that you've just made really huge progress. So it might not seem like much just getting 1% better each day, but that effort really adds up over time.
Yeah, definitely. So you want to be choosing ways of consuming English through ways that you really enjoy, like listening to podcasts, listening to music, the radio, watching TV series and movies. Those things are really going to help as like add-ons.
Totally. So I think that's a great place to jump in to today's main topic, all about why your English might not be improving and how you can get out of the terrible plateau. Hey there, Real Lifer. Have you downloaded the Real Life English app yet? On the app, Andrea and I will guide you beyond the classroom to live, learn, and even speak English in the real world. So how do we do this? To start with, you can listen to the Real Life English podcast and Beyond Borders talk show, even this very episode, with digital transcripts so that you can follow along and develop your listening fluency. Plus, check dozens of definitions of all the most difficult vocabulary, idioms, phrasal verbs, slang, and so much more that you won't find anywhere else or in any other podcast. And how would you like to develop real-life speaking confidence at the touch of a button by speaking with other learners while making friends across cultures? Sounds like a dream, right? Well, now with the Real Life app, it will be a dream come true. Download the app to listen to our podcast with transcripts and definitions whenever and wherever you want, and speak with people from all around the world. What are you waiting for? Join our global community today by clicking the link in the description of this podcast or by going to www.realifeglobal.com/app. That's APP. Or simply search for the Real Life English app in the Google Play or Apple App Store today, and let us guide you beyond the classroom to live and learn and speak English in the real world. Ah, yeah. All right, so the first one is really focusing on your study routine, which we were just talking about with the burning question, is it's really important, right, to be consistent.
Yeah, definitely. You have to kind of really think critically here. And if you've reached a plateau and you're not progressing, then you have to think about your methods of study. Like, are they working for you? Do they suit you as a learner? Like, really think about what type of learner you are, how you enjoy learning, and maybe you need to make a change in your learning routine and try something that you haven't done before.
Totally. And I think especially a lot of people kind of see the easy way, maybe, or the lazy way is like just, you know, sign up for like a course that they promise to help you to improve your English and stuff. But a lot of these courses, they'll just follow the traditional methods and you'll be learning a lot of grammar and stuff. And this can be helpful depending on what you're doing outside of that. But if you're only doing that, then you might find that you're going to really hit this plateau because there's only so much grammar you can study before it stops being so practical for you to actually improve your communication skills. So if you're doing that, I think it's really crucial to actually look at like how are you using the language and how often are you doing that? And if you're not yet, then you definitely need to start trying to speak at every single opportunity that you can get. And one great way to do that is with our app that we mentioned before, because you can, at the touch of a button, anytime, anywhere, practically, you can connect with other learners from around the world and practice everything that you're learning. So definitely, I think if you're not already speaking on a regular basis, it's really important to start developing routines that help you to use your English.
Definitely. Yeah, I totally agree. And also over on the Real Life English YouTube channel, we have so many great coaching lessons to help you figure out, you know, what type of learner you are, what you can do to plan the way that you're studying, like the different ways that you can study and things like this as well. So if you're not sure, rather than just, you know, spending money or signing up to a course that maybe you don't need, like, you know, maybe you do, but maybe you don't, first try and figure out what it is that you could do in your study routine and investigate the way that you like to learn and really develop this rather than just throwing money at a problem.
That's a really good point. So we can definitely link a couple videos that can help you to figure out what kind of learner you are over on the show notes of this episode over on reallifeglobal.com, or you'll find the link in the description of this episode. But I think watching a lot of different videos, whether they're on our channel or on other channels, or, you know, tips that you're hearing on other podcasts, just trying a lot of different things and figuring out what works best for you, because we all learn differently, right? One person might find one method, they might find that going to classes and learning the grammar is really effective for them. But for another person, maybe that just makes you want to tear your hair out. And so you need to find something that maybe it's more interactive, or it needs to be more tied to doing something fun, like a TV series or something like that. So try a lot of different things and try especially things that you've never done before and see what might help you to jumpstart your English.
It's true. You said two interesting kind of phrases there. What does it mean if you're tearing your hair out?
If you're tearing your hair out, it's like you're really frustrated. So you can imagine someone sometimes when you're really angry or frustrated, you might actually like grab your hair out of frustration and try to rip it out of its roots, or what do you call that? Out of its follicles.
Yeah, please don't do that. But yeah, you can imagine that level of frustration. And you also said to jumpstart your English. What did you mean by that?
Yeah, jumpstart is like maybe if you haven't started your car in a while, the battery might die, right? And one way that you can get it going again is to connect it to another car, and that'll like jumpstart the battery, which means it'll give it a little bit of a push and it'll start working again. So if you think of yourself as like plateaued, then it'll help to kind of like push you off of that plateau and get you to another experience of growth. And one really great way to do this, I had the interview with Shannon on the Beyond Borders talk show, and she's learned 15 languages. So obviously she knows a lot about this. She's probably tried a lot of different things, but actually keeping a learning log. So keeping track of like what works well for you, what doesn't work so well. And if you have a teacher, this can be really useful as well, because you can kind of like keep track of everything that you're doing there and like work with your teacher to be like, okay, this has worked really well for me. This hasn't worked so well. And even bringing to them proactively, like, oh, I really would like to learn with this resource. Like, I want to be able to read this book, or I want to understand this TV series. I didn't understand this joke that I heard in Friends. So like getting that teacher to help you through those kind of different doubts that you have, or those different objectives that you have. And I think having some sort of system that's helping you to kind of like track your progress and then to create new goals for yourself, that's also going to help you to really push yourself through those difficult times of learning.
Yeah. And it's great to have a record as well of what has worked for you, what hasn't, especially for if you come to a point again where you need to reflect and review, then you can look back on that. Or, you know, if you're giving advice to other people as well, it's really handy.
Totally. So moving on a little bit, we hinted at this already. So if you're first, you're kind of looking at your routine, what you're currently doing and figuring out what else maybe you could do, trying new things. And another problem that you might have is just that if you're doing too much of the same thing, then it's like, obviously what Einstein said is like the definition of insanity is doing the same thing, but hoping for different results. So I think for a lot of us, if we feel like we're not making progress, then we need to up the difficulty. We need to do something that's more challenging.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Because I think we are like creature of habit as well. We sometimes, you know, like to stick to what we know, and maybe it kind of gives our ego like a nice massage to do the things that we know how to do. And, you know, we think that we're doing really well. But if you're not challenging yourself, you're not really testing yourself, you're not going to make any progress. There comes a time where you have to start looking at more difficult content and really challenging yourself and getting out of your comfort zone and trying things that are just above your level. So rather than, you know, continuing at the level that you are, you have to push yourself. If you want to get to the next level, then you have to start doing the things that are harder, like from the next level. You have to figure out what those things are and actually push yourself to try and do it.
A really big thing that'll happen to us is because you've said we're creatures of habit, is that we tend to want to stay in our comfort zone. We want to, you know, do things that we're already comfortable with, we're good at, it feels good. You even said massage your ego. What does that mean?
Yeah, it's like, you know, when you just want to make yourself feel good and think that you're doing really well. And of course, there are many times where you are doing so. But then if you want to get better, you have to come to the fact and the reality that maybe you have plateaued and that you're not progressing. So you have to put your ego aside. So your feelings of maybe not feeling that you're doing well enough, you have to put that aside and be like, no, I really want to progress right now. So I need to challenge myself.
Yeah, it's almost like when you're working out, you could do the same workouts all the time. And I mean, it's still healthy and whatnot, right? But if you really are like wanting to see yourself build muscle or get more endurance or anything like that, then it's like you have to do something harder. You have to lift heavier weights, or you have to do more reps, more repetitions of the exercises, or you have to do more difficult exercises. So it's very similar, I think, with, you know, with your English, is you can do the same all the time. You'll basically like maintain, you're going to be on the plateau, but you really need to get out of your comfort zone, do things that maybe they make you feel a little bit scared, or they make you feel awkward. They make you feel a little bit like you're a child or something. But that's really when you're stretching yourself like that, that's really where you're going to see the growth is going to come out of. So I think if you find that you're scared of doing something, that can be a good indicator that that's exactly what you should do. So if you're too scared to go have a conversation with someone, but you've been studying and studying and studying, so you have like a really good base, then probably you don't need to study anymore. You need to start having conversations with people so you can put it to use and you can start to develop that fluency.
It's true. Like, it might not be fun at first, but then once you start seeing the progress you're making, or, you know, you come out of your comfort zone and you try something more challenging, it's going to make you feel good. So again, like, your ego, although you have to set it aside at first, you're then going to start feeling really good about yourself because you're going to see the impact that that challenge has made on you and your progress.
Kind of like they say, everything you want is on the other side of your comfort zone. And like, really, when you're able to actually, you go for it, you put yourself out there and you achieve it, then it's just like you get these great feelings, you know, of that achievement. So I think it's really important to push yourself when you feel scared and stuff, to just do it, just get yourself out there, and you're going to be really happy that you did.
Definitely. And, you know, at this stage, again, you can reflect and review, you can think about what your goals are, and you can set new and clear goals. I think you and Justin, maybe was it at the start of this year, you did a podcast on setting goals and things like this.
Right. I think for the new year, since so many people tend to want to jumpstart their English in the new year, right? And that can be a really great one to listen to. We'll link it in the show notes if you're not so sure how to do this. But like, having those big goals, knowing why you're learning English, having that deep burning purpose and stuff, that's really useful too, I think, at this stage, because you can do things that will be fun and stuff. And I think that's really important to have the TV series you love watching or the podcast that you love listening to. But it's also really important to have deliberate practice, which is basically doing the things that are really challenging to like iron out the wrinkles, to say in your English. So to do, to get 1% better each day. And that's not always necessarily going to be so much fun, because sometimes it just has to do with like doing exercises on a certain grammar tense that you're not so confident in, or drilling pronunciation or something like that, so that you can speak more clearly. And I think if you have that really clear vision, then that's going to help to motivate you through the more difficult work that you need to do to get that progress.
What do you mean by iron out the wrinkles?
Yeah, so wrinkles are like when you have a piece of clothing that's just out of the washer, right? Usually it's full of wrinkles. And then you might iron it so that it'll get the wrinkles out. You have like the hot iron that you pass over it so that the gets the wrinkles out, and then it looks a lot nicer, right?
Yeah. And I find this so interesting because I actually heard this on a TV show recently, and I was discussing it with my husband, and we were like, oh, so in America, they call creases wrinkles. So you
I didn't know that.
Yeah. We say that like your clothes get creased, or like, you know, your bed sheets are creased rather than wrinkled.
So would you say you have to iron out the creases?
Yeah. Huh.
Would you call wrinkles on someone's face the same?
No, we'd probably say, like, for the face, we say wrinkles. You might say creases as well, but no, not so much. We use creases for, like, material. Yeah, like your clothes and bed sheets and things like that.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, like, a crease for us is actually, like, an intentional crease. Like, sometimes pants will have a... I think men's pants usually will have like a crease down the middle.
Yeah.
And that's actually like supposed to be there because it gives it kind of, I guess, suppose it gives it kind of like a interesting dimension to it.
Yeah, definitely. That's true.
Learn something new every day. Just a quick interruption to ask you a question. Do you ever feel frustrated when you are listening to a podcast, watching a TV series, or you are in a conversation in English and you do not understand what is said? Wouldn't it be great if there was some way to understand real English without getting lost and without getting bored? Well, now there is. With our Real Life Native Immersion course, we will take you on a 41-week real-life adventure of the English language, each week exploring a different topic connected to our goal to help you understand and use your English in the real world. Just imagine understanding your favorite TV series without subtitles, or confidently speaking with someone and comprehending everything they say. You can do it, and we're here to help. And the best part is, you can try it for free with our three-part Power Learning series. Just go to reallifeglobal.com/pod to sign up. That's P-O-D. Or simply click the link in the description of this episode. All right, so we've talked about looking at your routine, and we've talked about getting out of your comfort zone. So what would be kind of like the next thing that people should do?
Yeah, so it's quite similar to getting out your comfort zone and challenging yourself. Usually when you do that, you have to make some sort of change. So like we discussed a little bit, you know, maybe you're practicing the skills that you're already good at. And while that might feel good, it's not going to get you to the next level.
Right. Yeah, I think it can be really good too to maybe do different things that really test yourself, you know, to see where are those limits to your comfort zone, or where are those limits to your English? So for example, trying to discuss with a person, or even just recording yourself on some topic that you've never spoken about in English, but that is something you, I think it should be something that you want to be able to talk about, because if you don't like politics at all, maybe it's not so useful to like practice your conversation over politics, since you probably won't actually need to have a lot of those. But maybe it's something that you really enjoy discussing in your own language. And then, so you should try to have conversations about this. Maybe talk about as if you were explaining to someone from another country about the political system in your homeland, or maybe something that recently happened in the news and like trying to explain to someone. I used to have a student who would do this when he was driving in the car to work. He would just talk to himself in the car. And so I think if you're taking advantage of those moments too, that can be really great. But the really good thing about this is that it is helping you to discover, okay, where are the limits? Where do I feel like I'm getting stuck? What's that word that I'm missing, or the expression that I'm missing, to be able to get across what I'm wanting to say? And this can kind of help just like guide your learning of, you know, where are those blank spots that you really need to fill in.
Yeah, that's a really good way to figure out what you need to work on. And it's also nice to have a record. Again, if you like look back, you can see the progress that you're making. And also, I often get asked a lot in the Instagram live that I do every week about like the app and how people are saying, oh, I'm nervous to go on it because I'm nervous to speak and what can I do and things like this. So this is a great way to prepare yourself, to help to build your confidence, to practice having those conversations on your own or recording yourself, you know, to then prepare and just bite the bullet and go for it and you start using the app and speaking to people.
Yeah, I think that's really great too, is you could maybe come up with some things that you're interested in that maybe other people could be interested in as well. Like the Olympics happening right now, that's a great topic to be like, okay, how can I discuss a little bit about the Olympics and like something that I was watching on TV, and then, you know, go on there and have a conversation, ask someone about it, like what they think about how their home country is performing or what their favorite sport is or whatever the case. So it can definitely be good to have different conversations that you've practiced on your own, that then when you go there, you can kind of like have these questions prepared and you're already have practiced it, so you'll feel more confident having that conversation.
Yeah, all of these things are really going to help you to figure out what you need to work on next. So these things are also going to like help your study routine, because, you know, if speaking is something you need to work on and you try these things, then you're going to start doing that as part of your study routine. If your listening skills are a bit weak, then you can start watching short clips of things online and then consolidate what you understood by explaining it to an imaginary person. And that way, you know, you're practicing your listening skills, but then you're also practicing your speaking skills. There are so many like creative things that you can do to practice these areas, these things that you need to work on.
Exactly. All right. So finally, we have accountability. I think that we've been talking a lot about different things that you can do on your own and whatnot, but all of us have will get really motivated. You know, first, maybe you'll listen to this podcast and you'll be like, oh, I want to go out and try all these new different techniques for learning. I want to start recording myself every day. I wanted to go and start having conversations every day on the Real Life app. But over the time, maybe we'll get more busy in our life or whatever. We'll be on vacation for a while and we'll come back and we'll have kind of like lost that motivation. So what can we do if maybe we are getting really motivated at first, but then we kind of lose that over time? What can help us to not to lose that so much?
Yeah, so it's easy to lose that if you have no accountability. So for example, you might need to like sign up for an exam or something. Like maybe you need it for your professional career and you've just been putting it off. So you've just been delaying it because it frightens you or you feel like you're not ready for it. But if you sign up for that exam, that's really going to push you to prepare for it. It's going to make you accountable to show up and study or change something and challenge yourself and do all of these things. So doing something like that is a great way to push yourself. Even if you have like a study buddy or something, you know, someone that you've met in a class, someone that you've met online, or a friend in your hometown, and you can keep each other accountable. So you check up on each other however many times a week, or you get together and study or test each other, and you're going to help each other to make sure that you stay on track and that you keep challenging yourselves and working on the things you need to.
Yeah. I think having a teacher that can, if you can afford having a teacher, especially like a private teacher, that can be really helpful as well. And it doesn't matter if it's a native or it's a non-native, it's more important that it's a great teacher. But that's going to be someone, you know, that you're going to have classes with every week that's going to hold you accountable. You need to take responsibility for those classes and kind of guiding them and making sure that person knows what your goals with your English and can help you to get there. But you can definitely have that person hold you accountable and like give you assignments or do different things. So it's like, you know, if you show up and you haven't done it, that person is going to make sure that you feel guilty about it. So if you don't have this, something else you could do that I've done in the past, you can actually just tell a friend, like that maybe even if they're not learning English, you can set yourself a challenge. You could say, okay, I'm going to have speak English for 10 minutes every day on the Real Life app or with another friend or whatever the case is. And you could tell that friend, like, for every day that I don't do this, I'm going to give you $10, or I'm going to, maybe it's like your wife or your husband, and you could say, I will take out the trash for a week, or, you know, whatever the case, you can do different things that could be involving money or involving things that you just really don't want to have to do. And that can be like really useful to help to make sure that you're doing that thing every single day. Cause maybe even it's, you know, it's 10 minutes before you're wanting to go to bed and you realize you haven't done that yet, then you're going to make sure that you do it before bed because it's better than the consequence.
What a lot of people are doing these days as well is actually using social media for a lot of these things, because like it's a really great way, again, to keep yourself accountable. Like you can either completely create a new account that's going to track your progress in your language learning, or you can just do it in the main account that you currently have, and you can post about it, you know, story about it, all these sorts of things. And then people are likely to ask you about it as well. So that's going to help to make you accountable.
Yeah, I think that's definitely another tool that can definitely be advantageous nowadays to take it. And it's like, again, it's really public. If you actually do that, then you'll have like a lot of people maybe following your progress or something. So you'll really feel like you can't let them down, right?
Exactly.
All right. So we hope that you've gotten some good ideas today. If you are feeling a bit stuck in your learning about how you can turn things around and you can start to improve your English, again, you can jumpstart your English, as we said before, and you can get an extra tip exclusively over on our Instagram, as we mentioned at the beginning, over at reallife.english. So be sure to not miss out on that. And we look forward to seeing you next week on the Real Life English Podcast. 1, 2, 3.
Aw, yeah.
Hey again, I hope you enjoyed today's lesson. Don't be a stranger. You can find all the notes like vocabulary, links, and more for this lesson on our blog at reallifeglobal.com. And connect with us and on Instagram at reallife.english for even more fun English recommendations. Do you want to continue your learning and get confident, fluent English? Then I have a couple great recommendations for you. First of all, check out our YouTube channel, Learn English with TV Series, where you can have fun learning to understand fast-speaking natives with your favorite movies, series, and more without getting lost, without missing the jokes, and without subtitles. Second, if you like our podcast, then our real-life native immersion course is perfect for you. It is the next best thing to studying abroad in an English-speaking country. Try it for free with our 3-part power learning series. Just go to reallifeglobal.com/pod to sign up. Finally, if you are enjoying our podcast, then please assist us in helping more people go beyond the classroom and live their English. You can do this by sending a link to this podcast to a friend, or by leaving us a 5-star review wherever you are listening. We might even shout you out on the podcast. Stay healthy and safe, and I look forward to seeing you next week. Aw, yeah.